live from Studio 2A, Mark Matos.
Don't run in the summertime, and the trains never run on time. And Donnie was a rock and roll suicide in the city where the sun don't shine. Chucky was busy with the gold record pushing, watch the reel spin round, rewind. And at the post game party, you were sitting on a cushion with your eyes all red from crying. And I will try to say the right thing. I will try to say the right thing. And even if I don't succeed in filling your needs, I can fill your cup with wine. Fill your head with the last of my grass. You know, I've always been the giving kind. And Stevie was busy with the movie set, built and tuning up the Econoline. And if we never made a penny, we'd be making a killing just with the friends we find. And I will try to do the right thing. And I will try to do the right thing.
Was a song called Do the Right Thing, which has not been recorded yet. I'm hanging out in the studio here doing a solo performance, talking to you all out there. It's kind of a blustery, windy night here in Tucson, so maybe people are standing around or sitting around their radios, like in the old days. That's what I'm imagining. That's what I'd like to believe. Hot chocolate to you all. birds forsake trees for warm beds and DVDs, and lovers come to take more than they bring. You'll be in your TV dreams, in the cellophane and streams, in that city where they measure everything. And you'll be so spent and tired from romanticizing things, with eyes too red from staring at the sun. Rivers since retired and offered up to kings with lies we've read and based our lives upon. Excuse worked like it did as a child, but your lovers and your landlords don't agree. Let's put her in reverse, lay naked on the tiles with our lovers circled round us just to see that a dream is just a curse from a brighter point of view, and rivers are just back roads to the sea. You will never stay the course, you will build your road anew, and your letters will fall silently from trees. I don't want. I don't want to. If I had a horse, man, I'd ride him to the shore, straight into the sunset, esta agua es fría, esta agua es fría, esta agua. Thank you. lost man. I'd fill it with a bed, with a radio for waking, and a pillow for my head. Esta agua de fría, esta agua de fría, esta agua de fría. If I had a river, I'd blow up all the if I had a river, I'd blow up all the dams. I'd hold her and I'd watch her slipping through my hands. Esta agua de fría, agua de frío, esta agua de frío, esta agua de frío.
You're listening to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Locals Only. We're live in Studio 2A with Mark Matos. Welcome, Mark.
Welcome. I feel welcomed.
Yeah. I just wanted to let people know a little bit about your history. You lived in Tucson for many years. When was that?
I left here, I guess. I have a hard time with dates and exact mm-hmm. dates and whatnot, but I think it was about 4 years ago that I left.
Three. I think that's about right. That's and about how long right. were you here before then?
About 5 years. I think I left to live in Hawaii for 9 months or a year in the middle there somewhere. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But about 5 years in Tucson, I would say.
What you're talking about reminds me of, I did an interview with Bird Baylor. She's a local author. And I asked her, how many books have you written? And she said, well, I'm not very good with numbers. I don't really know. I said, well, and it turns out it was somewhere between 25 and 30, but she's very bad with numbers. And I find that with a lot of artists that they sometimes are not so good with, you know, just how much time was it? Oh, I don't know.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Months or years or something like that.
I think I have a different way of measuring things. It's probably a bit more esoteric or something. I kind of got a good idea that it's about 40 years, but that's what people tell me. Uh-huh.
And while you were here, you made great friends. You have a lot of friends in the community, and you come back often, and you play with them. And then when they come through San Francisco, you play with them also.
Yeah.
Shows.
It's since I've been in San Francisco, we've played with, certainly with the Golden Boots a number of times, and with Marianne Desard once, I think. And, yeah, it's fun. It's good. I mean, that's what the whole thing's about. It's community, you know. We're a musical community. We're a community beyond that. There's microcosms and macrocosms and with music. And, you know, with me, I've always been the kind of person who kind of moves around a bit or, you know, feels like, oh, God, I got to go do this or try that. And I did it more frequently in my, you know, when I was younger and in my early 20s. I was, you know, I couldn't spend any more than 9 months anywhere. I was in Alaska. I was in Hawaii. I was sleeping on the beach in Key West. Now I tend to spend more longer stays in places because it takes that long to get out of it what I need to get out of it. So, you know, maybe I've, you know.
What did you get out of being in Tucson?
You know, Tucson was an incredible place for me to hone what I was trying to do, like, musically. And it was Tucson was a place that after years of living seasonally and very nomadically, I came to this point where I was like, okay, I've got to go somewhere and I've got to stop there and I've got to spend at least a few years there and I've got to learn. I've got to put my stuff together. I've got to get my things together and get a band together and take these songs that I've been writing as I've been kind of transient and turn them into something that included other people and included community. And so when I was trying to figure out where to do that, I thought about it. Different places in Tucson was... I had been working seasonally at the Grand Canyon, and I came down to visit Tucson because I'd heard from my friend Kelly Carpenter, actually, who may be listening in right now, and she is, I love you, Kay. but I had heard from her that Tucson was a really cool place and had a lot going for it. So I came down and checked it out, and it was in the middle of summer. It was hot as hell. There was nobody on Fourth Avenue or anywhere. You know, it was just like this deserted kind of really interesting looking place, aesthetically really like, you know, knock your socks off with all the vibrancy and the colors. And it was just deadly hot. And I grew up in the Central Valley in California, so I was used to that. And I just thought, well, this is great. This might be the place, you know. And it was, as far as what I got out of Tucson, I learned how to play with people. When I started my band here, Campo Bravo, I had to learn how to run a band. I had no idea I didn't even know what my ideas were. I think back on that first rehearsal at the old captain's table, Dougie Weber's place, which is funny because Dougie Weber is now in San Francisco, and we hang out. He looked me up, or actually we just ran into each other in a cafe, and since then he's been, you know, hanging out and coming to gigs and kind of inserting himself into San Francisco's madness, which is nice. But anyway, coming back around, when I think back to that first rehearsal, like, I don't even know why those guys even played a gig with me, you know. I had no idea what I wanted, you know. I'm kind of strumming these songs and, you know, for the first time really hearing them with a whole band behind them. It's not that I hadn't played in a band, but when I was in my early 20s, I played in a band in Boston, but I wasn't writing the songs, I wasn't singing the songs, I was like the guitar player guy, you know. So anyway, I honed my craft here. I feel like I kind of, you know, it was a good environment to get gigs and learn how to do what I was doing and just keep, and there was a lot of really good musicians to learn from here. And they were, you know, pretty accepting. So it was.
And now you have
good.
Mark Matos and Os Beaches?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think for the next album, I'm going to drop my name out of it so that the album Coyote and the Crosser that we're doing is going to be an Os Beaches record. And then I'm going to do another two or three projects over the year for the label as just my name as Mark Matos.
What does Os Beaches mean in Portuguese?
Beaches is in English, and then Os is just the. So for me, it's just the beaches.
The beaches.
But yeah. There was no way that I know there's like a band. You know, there's more, you know, there's bands would probably have that name. You know, I know there are bands that have the beaches, and it seemed like a good way to bring in my first language, Portuguese, into the equation. It really just means the beaches. What I like about beaches, the reason I kind of chose that name is because I like the way that a beach is like the ultimate. Like, I love borders. I love, the borders between two things, the edge, you know, being out on the edge of something. And, I don't like abstract borders, you know. I don't like the U.S.-Mexico border because that's not a real border. But a real border is like when you get to the end of the Pacific and you see the ocean. You're on the border of something, you know. This is land and this is ocean. That's a real border. It's not an abstract border. It's a real one. There's the world of the ocean. Here's the world of, like, the land. And there's something that I find, like, really magical about that, like when you're standing out there, like there's something about that being on the beach, you know, that is one of the most psychedelic of places you can be. You know, that feeling that you have during like a psychedelic experience where, or maybe it's in meditating, whatever it is. But, you know, when you have those moments of absolute like clarity and you're, you know, really you see the universe, you know, without all the other nonsense that we're handed and you just see it for what it is. I think that the beach for me kind of symbolizes that. There's something, kind of right there about it that makes sense. And also, like, if you're at the beach at night, it kind of feels like you can see the way the earth is round. You know, you can kind of like see it like dipping off. So, and then you see the stars and you're like, it just makes it very obvious that you're on a planet and you're like tumbling through the universe and you're part of this, you know. So it, to me, it offers a lot of like largeness, the grandiosity of life, the beautiful, like the bigness, you know, of everything. And being like outside of yourself. So, you know, that's kind of, you know, the idea was kind of came from that, to name the band The Beaches. And also where I live in San Francisco is right near the beach, and I feel like it's been somewhat influential, although I don't play anything that's like beach music. But, you know, what is beach music? You know, I don't play like Everybody Goes Surfing because I don't go surfing, but I do, you know, walk along the beach and do what I do, you know.
Hey, Mark, let's listen to a few more songs, then we'll talk a little bit more after.
Yeah, now
songs.
I got to figure out what to songs. Play, don't I?
Yeah.
All right, maybe I'll go over and try something out here. Maybe on the piano. Let's try one on the piano.
Live from Studio 2A, this is Locals Only with Mark Matos.
Gonna help you pack your bags, get your passport in your hand. Don't wanna be hitting no snags. I'll meet you sometime down by where the water begins. Run a crystal through the sand. Watch a sunset with a friend. Da, 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 da. The only thing you ever learn how to say your way was yes, and everything you've ever done, you've done it on your best guess. So I'll meet you sometime down by where the water begins. Run a crystal through the sand. Watch a sunset with a friend. Da, 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 da. Gonna help you pack your bags, get your passport in your hand.
All right, it's another unrecorded thing. I find when I play solo, I like to bounce around. And as a matter of fact, if you don't hear me for 2 seconds here over the air, over all of Tucson and out there in the podcast world, It's because I'm moving from my keyboard to the guitar. I'm going right now. Here I am. Raise your sword, raise your fist, raise yourself above the fray. And rise, 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 cast your fears away. Rise, 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 cast your fears away. Thank you. chained me to a rock on the edge of the earth. Chase me in my socks through the cracks in city blocks. Guarded by griffins. Hey man, would you help me pick this lock? Way out living, how's the view from the top? How's the view from the top? How's the view from the top? Coming in from this weather, I'm gonna shake off all of this dirt, for there is water in these brown eyes. I've seen love letters washed up in the surf, and I come broken, I come bitten, I come naked for your eyes to see, and I'm coming out from my hiding. To do my bidding, I'm broken, but I'm free.
Live from Studio 2A, listening 91.3 KXCI. I'm Dr. Dan. This is Locals Only. I'm here with Mark Matos. I am broken, but I'm free. And this brings up a point that I wanted to make about your music.
Yeah.
And that is, I see two sides. I see one side, I see suffering. I see suffering, Mark. I see suffering in your music. It comes from a depth of emotion. Some of those emotions could be difficult to deal with sometimes. On the other side, I am broken, but I'm free. There's an optimism. There's a freedom there. There's a sense that you're living life to its fullest, even when it hurts. And I'd like you to talk about that a little bit.
Wow. Yeah, come at me with that. That's actually a great observation there. I think life is weird, you know? Life is weird, and it's strange, and it's beautiful, and it's difficult, and it's dark, and it's light, and there's all this stuff in there, you know? And for me, it's all in there, and it's all real. How do you deal with the mystery? How do you deal with the darkness? How do you deal with the weirdness of it? How do you deal with the beauty of it? How do you... You know, I think most people cling to, most people, you know, whatever. There's a larger society that would maybe find easy answers in religion, you know, government, pop culture, whatever. It's never been easy for me to accept that. Like, I'm just too... I don't know. I'm not any better or any worse or any. I'm just different. For me, I'm one of those people who just doesn't. I don't buy it. You know, I don't buy the easy answers. You know, the closest I can come to as far as a meaning of what it's all about is to accept the mystery and accept what you don't know and what you know to have a relationship with that's positive and that's. Even when it's scary, even when it's weird, or weird bad, because there's plenty of weird good. I love me some weird good, you know. Even when it's like whatever, it's just what is your relationship with that? What is your relationship with, like, I don't know? You know, it's real easy for people to pretend that they know things because they read it in some book that, you know, a bunch of goat herders wrote 2,000 years ago, and like, this is the answers. Well, that's fine. If that's what it takes for you, and if that's what is going to make you be able to get through your day and feel comfortable with things, that's fine. But it's for me, it's not. You know, for me, it's much more about accepting that I don't know things and I don't have answers to all these things, but keep on searching. You know, like, I'm a searcher. You know, I love to look out there. You know, I don't want to, you know, bury my head and not look for what this beautiful existence and world has to offer. You know, it's like, I feel like, for me personally, like, the use of the occasional use of psychedelics is a very important thing for me, you know, because it kind of like throws you right into, you know, right into the mystery, you know, it pushes you right into the mystery and it makes you deal with it, you know, which is, I think, why a lot of people have, you know, like, I know a lot of friends of mine my age don't even, you know, say use psychedelics anymore. And it's because it, you know, for them, that was a little bit too much, you know, pushed them to, you know, they just got to the point where it's, I don't want to keep going there and looking at that. For me, and that's cool, you know, because some people don't need to. For me, like, I need to come back and see that, and I need to, it's like a flushing for me, you know. I need to occasionally go out and have a vision quest, and it fleshes out all the pop culture nonsense and all the stuff that, you know, from random, like, you know, radio transmissions from Clear Channel and, you know, all the stuff from, you know, television transmissions and all these things and billboards and all this stuff, you know, and whatever else it is. And just, and so, yeah, I don't know what we were originally talking about.
I am broken, but I'm free.
Yeah, I'm broken, but I'm free. And, you know, I wrote that, you got the original transmission that was the, that was kind of the song that, while I was still in Tucson, I was on this big 6 or 7 week tour, and I ended up in Madison, Wisconsin. And I just kind of felt like there was something, like, inside of me, like, I needed this change. I needed to make this move, but I was scared about it, and I didn't, you know, I'd gotten real comfortable here, but something inside me, there was something that was like, and we were on our way to Wisconsin, and I was looking through my wallet, and I found these, like, hits of LSD that somebody had actually given me in Seattle when we were a Microsoft employee who really took care of us there. And I hadn't thought about it because I was really drunk at this barbecue that we were having, and I hadn't thought about this at all. I just put it in my pocket, and I totally forgot about it. I crossed all these state lines. I was in the airport, you know. I didn't even know that I had this, but when I got to Wisconsin, I realized I had it, and I was like, well, this is, I think, serendipitous, and, you know, the universe telling me that, you know, because it had been years. At that point, it had been years since I had kind of, it's funny, the entire time I was in Tucson, I think I didn't, you know, really explore that, well, not too much, but it was, yeah, it's getting to the time here. But anyway, that song came out of this experience that I had that told me while I was having this experience that I had to move on to San Francisco, and I had to, I was at a time in my life where I had to go somewhere and do something else, and you know.
I didn't know that was the song.
I
do know a little bit about that experience.
Yeah,
you've talked about
that. Yeah, no, I know.
You're listening to 91.3 KXCI. This is Locals Only. We're live in Studio 2A on March the 8th, 2010. I'm here with Mark Matos.
All right, this song's never really been played live, and I'm still kind of like working through it. I'm going to play it because my friend Travis, I actually have a small studio audience here, not only Dr. Dan, the DJ that you're listening to here, but also Max, my main man on the road here, is in the studio, and also my good friend Travis, who owns a great spot on 4th Avenue called Telegram, is here in the studio. I felt like it'd be make sense to have a few people here. So anyway, this is a song I'm just working on. It came out of a dream I had where I became an eagle. Myself an eagle in a dream of cut off noses in the night. We were legion with the darkness and the ocean. I fashioned you a helmet made of claws and yellow roses. Watch the spirit as it hits you in a revelatory motion. Shake off your past and try on these wings. You are an eagle of a future way of being. Shook off all the dust of my feathers and my father's and the weather's getting hotter as they chase our kind away. Be gentle if you must, but I'd rather you not bother. If they chase us, we will scatter, reconvene and make them pay. Shake off your past and try on these wings. You are an eagle of a future way of being. You are an eagle of a future way of being.